Sichat Sori. Torah itself, the Torah Sivu Lono Moshe, the Torah that Moshe received, was Torah 611. The Meir Bechat Sori, Hevi Yonoichi, V'lo Yiyo Lecho, V'ti Agvira Shemanu. And the first two are Torah Tadibros, Yonoichi, Meir, that we heard from Hashem, that's the extra two. That's how we have 613 mitzvahs. Now, Bo David came, Venidom Alakha Tasora. He took all these 613 mitzvahs and made them down into 11 mitzvahs. So you have to know what does this mean? We still have all the Taryag mitzvahs. What do you need to say? Brought it down to 11. Yechsir, we dash this person, Mizmur David, we'll soon see, we'll for tomorrow, we'll soon see all the mandiyam to one mandiyach, a brach of Akuk, and brought it down to one mitzvah. Tzadik, the Menosa Yichya, we live with Emunas and Hashem. So the person speak out that what it means to say is all these Taryag mitzvahs is a key. Each one is a key how to come to be a complete Oyver Hashem, a complete Yirei Shemayim. So at the time when Moshe gave the Torah, Chayos was so great, any mitzvah, they would take it and do it b'shlemus, that would be the key to bring them to a Tzadik Gomer. But David saw in his generations know that not every mitzvah could do that. He brought them down to 11 mitzvahs. That you should work on these 11 mitzvahs mainly, that this should be the key to bring you to a Tzadik Gomer. So Baruch HaVakar, HaVakar saw, and now it's how much less it is, that the main mitzvah doesn't mean to leave the other mitzvahs. Of course you have to do all Taryag mitzvahs. But what's the key mitzvah that's going to bring us the day Shleimus? That's going to be Emunah in Hashem. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, we're holding up Chof Dalet. Again, last Gemara was that the Taryag mitzvahs, Sinora says that after receiving Lord Moshe, there were Taryag mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, "I Taryag Torah is the gematria 611." So Gemara says, "Anoichi and lo yilachol et yagvur shemanu." The first two asas of Dibros, those are two mitzvahs. Really, there's a riot to the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that anoichi, the mitzvah to have a moon in Hashem, that's the first one of the Taryag mitzvahs. The Ramban, the Bahad brings down no, and moon is not a mitzvah. You have to have it by yourself. It's not a tzivah like. So the Ramban answers, Ayal Gomor says, Anoichi is one of the mitzvahs. So he learns that the Bahad learns is not to be Anoichim, but in the Loi Yielacho, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah not to have them and not to make them, not to make that very deserved. No. Then where it says, Brought David, Ramidah Malacha Tasara. David came and brought down the 613 to 11 mitzvahs. And we explained the mitzvah saying, these are 11 klolim, that if you hold on to one of these klols, you'll be able to come to a tzadik gomer, you'll be able to watch yourself in the Yetzirah. So what are these 11 midas like? To see the person that says in Tehillim, Mizmel David, Hashem, mi yogav yolech, who could live in your tents, mi yishkun ha'akotshech, who could live in your harakodesh, holech tomim, he always goes with tzmimus straight, or peyot tzedek, he does actions of righteous, v'dover emes bovovo, he talks, and his truth in his heart, he doesn't say any slander in his mouth, he doesn't do anything bad to his friend, he doesn't see any embarrassment, doesn't bring any embarrassment upon his curve, his relative, somebody that's in, like disgusting in the eyes of Hashem, he also hates. He hates somebody that does ra, does bad in the eyes of Hashem. But v'yesirei Hashem, yichabed. But somebody that's a tzaddik, to see Rei Hashem, to that person you give respect. Nishpal Hora, he makes a shvua to make bad for him. So in Seder means to fast, not to eat. For Lo Yomer, he doesn't change, he doesn't go against his words. Kaspoy Lo Nosan B'neshech, he does not put his money to give interest or ribbis. V'sheichat Anoki Lo Lokach, he does not take bribery even for a truth, for a clean person. Now the prophet again Zohar, Oysa'ela Lo Yimut Liyolam. Whoever does these things will never fall. So mashma, these things protect you from the Yetzirah. If you hold on to one of these 11 midas, it will hold you, withstand the Yetzirah. Now, the first one was Herlech Tamim. He goes straight forth. That's the Zeh Avram. That's the midah of Avram Avinu. The Chassid says, Hesalech Lefonai Tehei Yesamim. That Avram was a Tam, a complete. He always went after the words of Hashem. That's called Herlech Tamim. Poyot tzedek, what do you mean you do righteous actions? Kagoyin Abba Chilkiyah. That was a Meisin in Tainis, where everybody wanted to have the rain, see Davin, and he did a Meisav, his tefillah, helped to bring down the rain. That's Poyot tzedek. For Dover Emes Bovoboy, you always say the truth in your heart. Kagoin Rav Safra, like the Maaser with Rav Safra. So the Rivon brings down, there was a Maaser with Rav Safra that somebody once wanted to come to buy something off him. And he was in the middle of saying Krishna, so he couldn't answer. So the person said, like, I'll pay you $100 for what the object you have. So he was in the middle of saying Krishna, couldn't answer. So the person thought that he did not want it for $100. He says, you know what, I'll give you $200. I'll give you $300. And by the time you finish Krishna, I'm telling the guy was up to $1,000 already. So Rav Safra said at the end, I'll sell it to you for $100. Because the first $100 you said, really I was masking to sell it to you. Because I was in the middle of Krishna, I couldn't talk. So that's called for Deva Emes Bilvavoy. The truth that's in your heart, that's what you talk, that's what you say. Right. Le-rogel al-lishoynoi, you do not change your words. That's Yaakov Avinu. The Yisib, it said by Yaakov Avinu, Ula Yemushen Yovi, maybe my father will feel me, Vayisi Bieno Kimisateya, and he'll see that I'm a joker, I'm a liar. Like he'll feel me, he'll see that I'm not Esav. You see, I was the meat of Yaakov, Titit Nemes to Yaakov. Yaakov always spoke the truth. That's called Le-rogel al-lishoynoi. Rashi al-lishima yachrichuhu, it's like she had min hashemayim, they told her to do it. Therefore, he listened. Right? Now, lo yosel or yeyu roi, do not do anything bad to your friend. That means, lo yorad li yumnosai chaveru. You do not go down to the livelihood of your chaver. Now, in this Indian, there are three different categories. Sometimes it's also to do it, sometimes it's tam nice, and sometimes just to meet his chasidus. Depends exactly, this is the Gemara in Barbasa we had, exactly when is Nis of Masik Vul, not to open up a store next to your friend's store. So here it's mentioned even as Midas de Chassidus. V'cherpa le'nos v'akroivoi, you do not stand for any embarrassment over your friend, your neighbor, that means ze'a makarav es kroivoi, you are makarav yak nice, you are makarav your own chaverim, your own relatives. But you do not want to have an embarrassment in the family. Somebody run off the derech, it's not nice for the family. So you makarav him, you bring him back. Nivze b'yein of nimas, that means somebody that's a Russian, the eyes of Hashem, you also hate him. Ze chizkiyo ha-melech, this goes on chizkiyo ha-melech, she'girer atzmois oviv b'mite shechavolim, that his father was a Russia, his father brought Avodah Zorah, worshiping Avodah Zorah, so when his father died, he did not give him covered. He dragged his body along with a mita shechavolim, with a simple bed made out of strings. He did not give him respect. That's because his father was over Avodah Zorah. B'yes Yirei Hashem Yichabit, but a person that's Yirei Hashem, him you should give respect, there Yoshofet Melech Yehuda, goes on Yoshofet. What happened? When the Melech Yoshofet would see a Talmud Chacham, he would stand up from his chair, royal chair. On the Chabka, he would hug him, and Menashkin, he would kiss him. The Koraloi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Murray, Murray. That's why that's the cover he gave to a Talmud Chacham. That's called the Yisirei Hashem Yechabed. Even the Melech Yisrael, Melech Yud, was able to do this. Then, Nishba lahora v'lo yomir, you make a shvua lahora, mash something bad for yourself, but you did not abuse it, you listen to it, v'lo yomir, you did not go against your words. Kriyab Yechanan, the yomir Rab Yechanan, aho b'taynis, a'chov l'beisi, I'll be in a taynis, I'll fast until I come home. That's called lahora, you're doing something bad for yourself, that you cannot eat. But he did this, stam was l'toyva, and he listened to it. He did not eat until he came home. Now, kaspo l'nosem b'neshech, that your money you should not lend out with ribis, with interest. So, what's the chiddush? That's a laugh at Torah, pshita. So, when it says, the mitzvah say, afilu b'ribis o b'kechavim. Even though when you lend money to a goy, midirais it's permissible to charge him ribis, it's only by another Jew it's also ribis. But to a goy it's mutter, but still mash with an Indian, there's an Indian, there's a mitzvah chassidus, not to lend money even to a guy, Beribis. Because once you get used to charging interest, you'll end up doing the same thing to a Jew. This is a Nusa de Chassidus, not even to lend money to a guy with Ribis. Then, V'shoichat al nokil alokach, he did not take bribery from a clean person, to going Rabbi Shmob Rabbi Yossi. Was the Maaser Rabbi Shmob Rabbi Yossi. So Rivam says, Shoyarisoi meviloi mishaloi, kredim zmanoi. His workman, the sharecropper was working on the fields, used to bring him in fruits every Friday. Today he brought it on Thursday. So he asked him, how come? She said, because tomorrow I want you to be my dayan. I want you to come to the interior for me. You be the dayan. So I want to act nice to you today. So I'm giving you the fruits a day early. So he answered back, if so, I'm possible to be the dayan. That's called sheikhet. Even though it's unlucky, he's not doing anything wrong. The sharecropper has to give the fruits to his master. Just as bringing it a day early. So Rabbi Shmuel felt, that's also called sheikhet. Because you're doing me something nice today, I'll have to turn towards you by mishpat, and that's awesome. So he did not want to be the dayan. See, at the end of the pasuk ends off after these 11 midos, oisa eila layimat irlam. Whoever does mashma all these 11 midos, they will not fall, they will hold up from the Yetzirah. Mashma, if you only do a few of them, you will not save yourself. If so, kishoy rabbi gamliya magil mikra zeh, ho ye boicha, he started to cry when he got to this pasuk. Omri said, "Man diyavid lekulo hudala yimayt. Only a person that has all these 11 midos, he will be saved not to fall from the Yetzirah. Ho achadim inayu yimayt. But if you only have one midah, that's not enough. You will fall. It'll bother him. Like to save yourself, you have to be a tzaddik gomer." So Omri Lo, they said back to him, "No. Miksir, does the pasuk say oisa kol eila? Do you have to do all these 11 midos? Oisa eila ksiv." If you do from them, which is mashma, afilu b'chadi minayu, even if you have only one of these midas, it has a cloud that will protect you from the Yetzirah. You'll be another mashalim. What's the proof? Dilo temoch, even not to say like this, ksiv, there's another posik. Ksiv kroachrini. We have another posik in the Torah about tuma that says, al tetamu b'chaleilu. Do not become tamei from any one of these tumas. List in the parasha all different tumas from a sheretz, from this, how you can become tamei. And it says, do not come into the Beis HaMikdash. So, Hosam Nam, you want to tell me over there, Hanageya B'chol Leilu, who did Metama? You only become Tummy if you touch all the different Shrotzim, all the different Ovis HaTumma. But V'chadi Minayu Lai, if you only touch one Sheretz, you want to tell me you're not Tummy? That's not true. Ella, what do we have to answer? Ella B'yachas Mikol Leila. Even though it says, Atatamu B'chol Leila, it just means with, from one of these, even though it says the word Kol. It's Ochinami, V'yachas Mikol Leilu. Any one of these midas will protect you, that will bring you the shleimus, that will protect you from the Yetzirah. So first, David HaMelech at his times, he felt these 11 midas, any one of them will protect you. What happened was, boy Yeshayo, in the last future generations, Yeshayo saw Klayasa was not that great, it was not enough for any one of these 11, but rather midam al shesh, he brought it down to 6 midas. You have to hold on to one of these 6. Tichsiri has a pasuk in Shayo that says, "Herlech tzedakos." He goes and does tzedakos righteous. V'doyver meishorim, he talks right. Moyes bebetza, he does not take betza the robbery meashoykos. And noya kapov mitumeich bashoyched, he wipes off his hand from helping someone to take bribery. Oitem oznoy mishmoya domim, he closes his ears from hearing blood. So we'll see what that means. V'oitem einov. And he closes his eyes not to see bad. These are 6 midas. Now, Hoylech Tzedakah, somebody that goes and does righteous, Ze Avram Avinu. Yechsev, it says, Ki yodatev lemana sheyetzaves bonav achrov. So, mashma, that's called Tzedakah, that you command your children, that you bring them on the right, you give them a good chinuch, you put them on the right track. That's called Tzedakah. You do Tzedakah with your own children. V'doyve meshorim. What does that mean? Zeshenay maknit pnechaver barabim. That you do not get your friend angry barabim. So question, what does it mean, maknit, not to get him angry? Like if you malvim pnechaver a pshita, that's not much one of the worst averis. So some say it means here, maknit means, even when you give your friend techocha, like you mean just to tell him off, he's doing something wrong. Still you should not do that barabim. It always says, ochet techiach, lethisa lochet. You have to do it in a nice way, that you do not embarrass him barabim. See, when you want to give him techocha, still you should do it in a nice way, not barabim. Moyes bebetza. Right. Moyes, okay. Moyes bebetza meyashkos. You do not take robbery like. Kagurim Yab Yishmael ben Elisha. That he did not take certain money. It did not come clean money. He did not take that. Rashi says, Sister of Yishmael, not different money. He doesn't bring down this money, sir. Yeah. Rashi says, "Betsa miyashkosh le'rotzel lita liyatzmai reishis hagez shev liyodim echad." Somebody brought him a prayer. He was a kohen, so somebody brought him Reshes Hagetz to shearing off of his womb. Shebo Lot Lefonov, because he wanted him to be his dayan. So he gave him a present, he gave him a Matnas Kun, he gave him the Reshes Hagetz, even though you're allowed to do it. But again, since if he would take it, that would be knight him to be the dayan towards him, he did not want to take it. Or else if he took it, he was not the dayan for him. That's called Noyes Pabetza. You do not like to do things that would take you the wrong way. Noya Kapov Mitumech Bashoichet, you wipe away your hands, push off your hands from taking Shoichet. Going to be Shmob Rabbi Yossi. Also, Mustam a similar Maisa. That somebody wanted to give him a present, and he did not take it because he was going to be a dayan. You can't take any type of bribery. Now, V'yotzem Einov Mirois, V'yotzem Ozmei Mishmoy Adomin, you hold your ears not to hear blood, that means the Loi Shoma V'zilusa V'tzurma Rabbana V'shosik. You should not listen to where somebody ranks out a Talmud Chacham. In other words, he embarrasses the Talmud Chacham, and he becomes red, comes like he lost his blood, and V'shosik, just be quiet, because you have to be Meicha. If you see somebody embarrass a Talmud Chacham, as covered for the Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up and protest, and not just to be shosik. That's called oizna, oitem oizna mishmei adamim. Kigoyin? Kigoyin? Reb Lozab Reb Shimon. Right. That was the maestro of Reb Lozab Reb Shimon, that was a case that he had this chet like a little bit. Rashi says, the man in Bavitzia says, when he was mace, so nofak richshim yudnei, that a worm came out from his ear. And what happened was, they saw him in the dream, and they asked him, how come? So he said, because it once happened that I heard the way somebody embarrassed the Talmud Chacham, and I kept quiet, I didn't say anything, I wasn't meicha. So because of that, I got back this punishment, that by his dead body, a worm came out from his ear. If you hear about it, yeah. When you hear, if you're there when someone is ranking on the Talmud Chacham, you should stand up for him. And then the Oitzim Einav Mirois Baruah, he holds back his eyes from looking at bed. Could the Rabbi Chiya Barabba? The Yom Rabbi Chiya Barabba? Zeh Sheinu Mistake V'Noshim, a man that does not look at ladies. V'Shor Shor Medes Ala Krisa, when they're standing by washing, when they're washing their clothing by the river, some they're not sneezed, they're not dressed completely, so that you should not look at. Uksir, the pasuk says, Hu Meroimim Yishkan. The person that does this, he'll be living up in the high places. I mean, there's a big midah of Tyre. Now, Bo Micha, Micha came, the midah Malsholosh. He brought down the whole Taryag mitzvahs into three klolim. Hold on to one of these three. Like, people became so low that only one of these three would help them. Uksir, the pasuk says, Higid l'chodem. We tell you, Ma toiv, what's good for you, Umo Hashem darash b'mecho. What does Hashem want from you? Kiyim asois mishpat, that's one. He wants you to do judgment. The avas chesed, to love to do kindness. The atzno leches, go in modesty. Im Hashem lekecha, we'll soon see what that means. Asois mishpat, ze adin, binoig al pidin, what the din is, that's the way you're supposed to do. Everything should be al pidin Torah. Avas chesed, ze gmilas chasodim, do kindness to one another. The atzno leches, that means, v'hatzneya leches, right? Ze hoitzoyes hameis v'achnosas kala. Means even at the time when you're making a lovaya, where it's public, everybody's there, or when you're making a chasna, still things that you do should do modesty. Do not tell people you're doing the big mitzvah now. Do not show off. Do everything v'hatzno. So v'aloi dvorim kal v'choyma u'ma dvorim shein darkim asoysim b'tzina. These things of a chasna you do not do privately. It's done openly. Still, Omru Torah, Fiat Naleches, you do it modesty, is Dvorm Shadakal Asesim Mitzino. Things that like Stoker, that you're supposed to give privately, not perab, not to embarrass the person, Alakas Kama Bakama, you should give it to him, Mitzino, privately, modesty, and not to show off with it. Now, Chozi Yishayo, Yishayo came later, Vemidam Al Shtayim, he brought it down to two. Shtemer says, Koyamar Hashem, Shimru Mishpat, listen to Din Torah, listen to Mishpat, V'yasu tzedakah, and do kindness, do tzedakah, do chesed. He brought down to two, mishpat and tzedakah. Bo Amos, Amos came, v'midah malachas. He brought it down to, we only have one midah that we have to hold on to. Again, of course, you have to do all tariag mitzvahs, but what you want, the key to hold you, should be one, which is, shenema akreyama Hashem leves Yisrael, tirshuni v'choyah. Be derish Hashem, come seek Hashem. That should be your midah. Go to seek what Hashem wants from us, and that will keep you alive. For the Gemara, how do you know it's one? Maskalor of Nachman by Yitzchok. Eima maybe the Shuni b'chol ha'tayra kula. Maybe means to say, be derish the whole Torah. So it's not only one midah. He meant to say, seek to do all tayag mitzvahs. So it's not one. Ella rather, Baruch Habakkuk, he came, the midah malachis, he brought it down. The whole Torah, there's one key to hold on to the whole Torah. Shenemar says, v'tzadik b'emunosa yichya. A tzadik will live with the emuna. He has to have trust, he has to have emuna in Hashem. That's our midah we have. Everything we have to have is emuna in Hashem. We have to have belief in Hashem. That whatever happens, if Hashem is doing it, it's for our good. We have to have trust in Hashem. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. Yeah. And that's the last midah. That's what we have to hold on to. Tzadik b'emunosa yichya. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. Avog zeirois gosa Moshe Rabbeinu al Yisrael. In the Torah by the Klolis, Moshe said three different zeirus. He said four. And Boa, four Nevi'im. Four Nevi'im later came, Obitlam, and they abolished them. Shneem itself in the Pasik. Moshe says, Vayishkon Yisrael betach boda dein Yaakov. That Christ will be able to sit alone, peacefully. This is the bracha. Bo'amos Obitlo, Amos came and was about to that. Shneem it says, Chadal no miyokim Yaakov. It will stop this midah that Yaakov could be by himself. Uksiv, it says, Nicham Hashem Azoyes, Hashem was happy with this. In other words, it was Vana Golus, that we're not going to be able to sit peacefully. And Hashem was masking. Moshe Amar, Uvagoyim Haim, Lei Sagia. That if you go into Golus, you're not going to have peace, you're not going to have rest amongst the Goyim. Boyim Yo, the Yom, he said like this, Holach Leagia Yisrael, that the Christ will go and they will have rest. Even amongst the Goyim, they will be able to take it easy. Moshe Amar, Poiket Ovin Ovoi Sabonim. That sometimes Hashem takes the chet, the aver of the father, and puts it on the children. And the Gemara said we once had a stira. It said, "Can the ochas midas avoysov?" If the son takes after the ra, the same aver as the father does, then Hashem gives the punishment to the son because of his father. Now, boy, Yecheskel a bitli. Yecheskel came and said nothing doing, because he by him the pasuk says, "Ha nefesh achetas he Thomas." Only the person that does the actual avera, he will die. And not a son should die because of the chet of the father. Moshe Amar v'yavaratem bagoyim, that when you do the averus, you'll go into Golus and you'll be destroyed there. You'll be destroyed amongst the nations. But you have to know what that means. But boy Yishayo v'yamano, that's v'hoye b'yam hu, there'll always be your Moshe Mashiach, there'll be a Leo Anavi, that you talk about Shefer Godel, there'll be a Kibbutz Golius, will never be completely destroyed amongst the Goyim. There will be a Kibbutz Golius. So, Amarav, Mistafina Mahai Kroa, V'yavaratem Agoyim. Like when he learns the Chumash, he's very afraid of this Pasuk. It's Mashma Poshet, V'yavaratem Agoyim, that Christ will be destroyed. There'll be an end to the Jews. So he was afraid. Maskala, Prophet said back, no. Dilma, maybe, all Moshe meant to say was, Ki Aveda Hamas Lakeshes. It will be lost, means from Eretz Yisrael and Yishalayim, that like an Aved is something that's lost, that's waiting to be found. The Sivit says, to isi kese oived bakesh avdecho, that you're like lost, with the master trying to find you. So don't be afraid of the Pasuk, v'avaratem bagoyim. Ela rather, he was afraid misayfu the kura, from the end of the Pasuk, that says, v'ochlo eschem eretz oivechem, that your enemies will eat you up, will destroy you. So that's mashma, that it's possible for the enemies to destroy Klal Yisrael. But mashma, the Navi came and said, no, that's not possible. There'll always be a Kibbutz Golius. Maskev lo mazutra. Dilma maybe ki achilas kishurim idluyim. Maybe, like eat up, kishurim idluyim means you destroy the whole thing. No, kishurim idluyim. No, maybe like eating pumpkins and cucumbers. The Rashi says they do not all grow at the same time. They grow at different places, different times. So all it means is that they'll kill a certain amount, but there'll always be some Jews left. Jews in other places will be alive. Does not mean they'll destroy them all at one shot. See, even from the faith of the Kroa, you don't have to be afraid. Now, Ukvar Hoyi, Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azariah, for Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Akiva, Malchim Adarech, these four Tanoim were walking on the road. The Shoma Kail, they heard the voices, Hamoine Sharoimi, of the great population of the Romans. Mi Paltia Barochot Mei of Yesremil. They heard them having their parties, they're screaming there from Paltia, which was 120 mil away. So they were making such big noises, the Romans. They were so happy there that the Jews could hear it 120 miles away. So the three Tanaim started to cry. They saw how great the Romans are. They started to cry. Rabbi Kiva started to laugh. So they said to Rabbi Kiva, what's so happy? What are you laughing about? You hear the Romans are so strong and great. What are you happy about? Rabbi Kiva said back to them, Aviatem, Ma'atem Baichim. Why are you crying? What's so sad? Omaloi, hello, little Kushim. Shemishtachim, Liatzbay, Makatrim, Levazchovim. These goyim over here, what do? They worship the Avodah Zarah. They're maktir to the Avodah Zarah. Yoshvim, Betach, Vashkeit, they're sitting so peacefully and secure. The Onu, and us, the Jews, Beis Adam Ragla, Velakenu, Sarah, Beish, our base vintage is burnt. We don't have our fortified city. For Leinifke, shouldn't we cry? So they started to cry when they saw this.